Back in 1981 in the United Kingdom, a group of men from the Irish Republican Army made headlines. They were imprisoned in a British jail in Belfast, Ireland, and they said they were political prisoners. Margaret Thatcher said otherwise.
Faced now with the failure of their discredited cause, the men of violence have chosen in recent months to play what may well be their last card. They've turned their violence against themselves through the prison hunger strike to death. They seek to work on the most basic of human emotions, pity.
Those words mark a turning point in Hunger, a film by artist and director Stephen McQueen. Hunger takes us through the last 6 weeks in the life of Bobby Sands. Sands and nine other IRA members starve themselves in the brutal Belfast prison called The Maze. Director Steve McQueen is here with me in the studio. How are you doing?
Not bad, thank you.
Great Hollywood name there, Steve.
Mm-hmm. It calls for what Wikipedia calls disambiguation. So you are not an action star, but you did win the Turner Prize, which is an incredible prize that distinguished you as a visual artist. Now you've moved into films that hit the screen. Why did you choose to do this movie?
Well, it sort of started, in fact, when I was 11 years old. And it's one of those situations where, religiously, 9 o'clock news, BBC 9 o'clock news. My family always used to watch it, and one day, an image appeared on the TV screen of a man, and underneath this image was a number, and I imagine I thought it was his age. This person, how old a person was, but the next day the numbers increased, and therefore I didn't understand it exactly. But then my mother told me this person had. Is on hunger strike, and one of those things which has stayed with me, the whole idea that someone, in order to be heard, stopped eating, the whole idea of this oral situation where someone stops eating and gets louder.
We have, your film really doesn't pull a lot of punches about what the body does, and you have a moment where a doctor is describing to Sands' parents what's happening to Sands' body as he slowly starves to death.
He will have low blood sugar, low energy, and muscular wasting. He'll be experiencing gastrointestinal ulcers with the thinning of the intestinal wall and submucosal hemorrhaging. There will have been degenerative changes to the mucous membrane of the intestines and indeed all the organs in the body.
There are moments where this film is very hard to watch. Why did you choose to make a film that was that intense visually about the human body?
The situation is, during that period in time wash protest and the blanket protest, there was only 90 seconds of actual image, film footage actually filmed. And it was just one of those situations where one had to sort of get involved with what actually happened there. And the only way I could have done that was to sort of actually film it. The sort of the smeared excrement on the wall, the urine on the floor, the way these guys live for 5.5 years, the only way one can do that is visually. And it's all about sort of using the body as a last resort, as a form of process.
Stephen, Bobby Sands apparently believed from almost the beginning that he could turn his battle, his organic battle with starvation, into a global confrontation with the British government. As you put this film together, did you see how he did that, how he turned a very personal hunger strike into a gigantic global political battle?
Well, it's one of those things where the strategy of that situation of hunger strike is, of course, it's a very interesting one, because what happens is obviously it takes time for the body to sort of break down, and it takes time for the body to sort of get in a situation where you are, in a COVID state and therefore eventually die. So the whole idea of this ticking clock, that process is very, it's a form of protest which is quite dynamic in the way that people are thinking of you while you are in that state. And as time goes by, it gets worse. So, the whole idea of negotiation, the whole idea of talking is still on the table, but of course there's a ticking clock. So, quite a devastating way to protest, and obviously, unfortunately, an effective one.
One of the things that you also do very clearly in this film, and you know, the Irish freedom struggle is something that is very controversial still, in a way that, for example, the end of apartheid, now we're like, oh, let's put a bow on Nelson Mandela's 27 years on Robben Island and just say, yay, you know, equality. But there's still so much more anger and outright violence, as we're seeing, you know, around the struggles in Ireland. But I want to get to transition from what you were saying about the body. There's also a struggle of the mind that you portray very clearly.
And I'm down on my knees, and I take the fool's head in my hands, and I put him underwater. He's thrashing around a bit to start, so I press down harder until he's drowned. Priest arrives, though. He's grabbing me by the hair, dragging me through the woods, promising me a proper hiding. But I knew I did the right thing by that wee fool, and I could take the punishment for all our boys.
That is the actor Michael Fassbender as Sands saying, I could take the punishment for all our boys, talking about that discipline. But you look troubled, which other people won't see because, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think there's only you can't be angry forever. I mean, you know, there's a point where, you know, one has to sort of discuss and talk and have a debate about a situation, because everyone loses otherwise. Everyone loses. And I think, you know, the case in point, of course, is the debate between Bobby and Father Dom in the film. This is a part of history, of Irish and British history, which, yes, happened. But I thank God it's in the past, because, you know, one cannot go down that road in a way, because it all ends in failure on both sides.
But Faulkner says the past isn't past, you know? Do you think that there is such a thing as putting to bed a conflict like this? Could
past,
it happen?
The past is always current, always present, absolutely. And that's why I made the movie. But there's a situation where one has to eventually learn from the past. Otherwise, you know, we're just sort of, you know, it's, and it does repeat itself. It doesn't seem we do learn from the past.
Oh, it's this choice, Bay, it's choice between death and life. Well, which is what makes this film so gripping. And we've got to go, but
goodness.
It's so amazing.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's so much to say, and we will have some video of it, too. We have to say goodbye and thank you to Stephen McQueen.
Can I just one quick thing? I mean, the film for me is all about the reasons to live and the reasons to die, and we all have to make those decisions.
And I've got one more question. It'll just be for the web, so go to the website. And find
go to the website. It's the powerful film, Hunger, opening at the IFC Center in New York.